Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
This was kind of cool because I had set this up and Jeff had no idea who he was going to be interviewing. But I knew he was a big King of Queens fan, so having Leah Remini on the show was just the best for him.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Jeff.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Leah Remini from King of Queens.
I told you you'd get it.
I told you you'd get it within 10, man.
That's not fair because I have a very deep man voice.
Thank you very much for calling. I'll watch you tonight on the show. We'll talk to you later.
You got 9 more minutes to kill, my friend. You better start talking.
How are you?
Good, honey.
This is very cool because King of Queens, as anybody who listens to the show knows, is one of my favorite shows.
Oh, you're so sweet.
No, he's not.
How many seasons is this for you guys?
Season 5.
And Kevin James has got to be a huge blast to work with.
He is. He's so much funnier in real life. Yeah, no, he's hysterical.
How many people come up to you, and of those people, what is the percentage that you want to kill who say, oh, my God, we're just like you guys on the show?
Oh, my God. It's so funny because it's like I look at the person. She's like, oh, you're me, and I'm Kev. You know, and I go, does she actually think she's me?
Right.
You know, and he's Doug. You know, it's so funny. But, hey, you know, I think what people refer to is their relationship. You know, I mean, we are everybody's relationship. You know, we're just a normal couple, you know. Which is why I love the show so much. You know, there's no, like, you know, crazy concept. It's just a couple.
Would there be any chance, really, I mean, in real life, like, you know, hottie chick like you...
Thank you.
...falls for UPS big fat guy?
I was saying this. It's very, very normal, especially being from the East Coast and a borough, that, you know, a petite girl would be with a bigger guy. It's very, very normal. That's why I think, like, the East Coast has no problem, you know what I mean, with the show and the concept of the show, because it's very normal.
Because in Atlanta, we're so pretentious, it makes no sense to us at all, you know?
No, that's not true.
Oh, it is, I'm telling you.
Now, you have to forgive me, because I didn't have any time to do research.
Honey, it's really okay.
Well, now, you obviously, the show is King of Queens, but you sound a little Brooklyn.
Oh, is there a difference?
There's a little difference.
Is there a difference between Queens and Brooklyn accent?
A little bit. The Brooklyn accent, or the Queens accent, is a lot stronger.
Oh, it's not.
You're going to fight with Leah Remini?
Yeah, and Jeff coming from upstate New York.
I'm sure you guys didn't fight with Alyssa when you had her on.
No, we didn't.
I'm sure you were nicer to your guests.
Where are you from, and where do you live now?
I'm from Bensonhurst.
Okay.
Brooklyn, and I live in L.A.
Now, he's looking for an exact address, if you could give him that now.
No, it was just enough for her to say she was from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
No, because I did that. Well,
do you like L.A.? Because you seem like such like the down-to-earth, cool, I'd hang out with you person in New York, and then you go out to L.A., and there is a lot of that showbiz Hollywood thing going on. You feel
I don't really get involved with that. I mean, my family's here, so it's like, you know, I mean, it's not pretentious at all. My mother could care less what I do. She makes me bus tables at a restaurant here.
You feel like a little fish out of water a little bit in L.A.?
No, I like it here because it's very relaxed living. I mean, in New York, you have to walk everywhere. 10 blocks is not, like, abnormal.
To me
now, 10 blocks, I thought I could cry. I try to get a cab in New York. The guy asked me where I was going. I go, I give him the address. He goes, it's 4 blocks. And I was like all embarrassed, but I was trying to act like I was very busy and very important, you know. He's like, sweetheart, I can't get you a cab for 4 blocks.
Leah Remini from King of Queens on Q100.
What's your status as far as being married or single or boyfriend?
Boyfriend, yeah. 8 years.
8 years?
Yeah.
How come he's not married? You guys aren't married yet.
Time for the pressure cooker, isn't it?
I don't know. You know, we're not married because, I don't know, I think because we're actors and you know, I really want him to be focused on his career and doing what he's got to do as opposed to, like, I got to make Leah happy.
You know what? I'd like to retract that last question, too, because I was, I dated my girlfriend for 5 years
right.
before we got engaged and got married. And
right.
I vowed about 6 months into that, and about the 3,000th time when I was asked, so when are you going to get married? You guys were dating now, that I would never ask anyone that question, so I apologize.
No, it's really okay. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me. But, I mean, when the time's right, the time's right. I just want him to be more, you know, settled in his own career.
Not that
I won't take a ring. I don't mind being engaged.
Would it be an actor that we know?
No. I mean, not by name. Okay. But I think he would know. Yeah, no, he's a sweetheart. His name is Angelo.
What has he been in? Could you tell us, like, he's like the body bag in ER one night or something?
Yeah, right. No, he was in, what's the movie with John Travolta and Halle Berry?
Swordfish.
Yeah, he was in Swordfish. He was Don Cheadle's sidekick.
Oh, okay.
And he was in a movie called Dance With Me. I'm sure you all seen that. That was a joke.
who's funnier on the show in real life, Kevin James or Jerry Stiller?
Oh, God. Kevin's raunchier. And Jerry can come out with some zingers, you know, once in a while that he just floors everybody. I don't know. I spend more time with Kevin, you know, because Jerry lives in New York, and most of my scenes are with Kevin. But if I'm not in a scene with Kevin, I get depressed because he makes me pee.
He's peeing funny. Tell Jeff about Tonight Show, because I read it, and it looks really funny.
Oh, Tonight Show is about Carrie decides to start praying to get what she wants, and Doug is very much against that, you know, praying for things that you want, that it's not important. And then, you know, his Jets are playing, so then I think he jumps on board with that.
Then it's time to start praying.
Then it starts to start praying.
Hey, were you up for the role of Monica in Friends?
Yeah, I was.
Well, that is true.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah,
and so were 100,000 other girls, you know what I mean? Go ahead.
Now that if you sit back and you watch Friends and you see the show, are you happy with the way things worked out?
Absolutely. I mean, they have their perfect cast, you know, and I'm really quite proud of them that they've stuck together as a group. You know, it's very rare, you know, as you guys know in Hollywood, to have that kind of solidarity between actors, you know.
So sure.
It's really like a beautiful thing.
But, Leah, between you and I, you know, just, you know, I'll keep this between us. Their time's up. It's time for them to go, right? I mean, it's 9 seasons now. Bye-bye.
I don't know. Do you think so? I mean, I don't know. You know what? I think if people want to, still like the show, they should stay as long as people will have them, you know? That's the way we feel, too. You know, we're surprised people have watched our show this long, and we're, you know, listen, could you imagine, like, not tomorrow morning not having your show?
Yeah, actually.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, at times you feel like, screw this, I hate these people, I hate the smell of the studio, I hate everything, but then if it went away, it would be, like, weird and sad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like your family, it's like your second family, so I say God bless them. If they go another 10 years, let them go, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's been so cool talking to you.
Thank you.
You are by far and away the coolest chick in Hollywood. Just know that.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you, sweetie.
And just for the record, I think you're hotter than Alyssa Milano.
Yeah, bull.
I think you were a better surprise guest than Alyssa Milano.
Oh, I love you.
Have a great day, Leah.
Save
okay,
that.
You guys too.
See you. Bye now.
Save
bye,
that. Honey. Save that.
That she said she loved you?
Yes.
You're on The Burt Show.
The really cool thing about talking to Deborah Norville is that now that she's this big old national star, she got her start here locally in Atlanta.
You born and raised here?
Yeah, I'm from Dalton.
Oh, is that right?
And went to University of Georgia, started working here in Atlanta at Channel 5 when I was still in college.
Yeah?
So, yeah, this is all home for me. It's great to be back.
Tell us about the old University of Georgia days.
Oh, man, it was so much fun. I was at Georgia. I don't know how Georgia's, you know, ranked nationally now. But
it's getting up there now. It's not like...
I'm not talking about the academics.
Oh.
It was one of Playboy's top 10 party schools I was there.
I'm thinking it's probably still there.
It's still there.
I'm hanging out with Deborah Norville this morning. Okay, so the progression goes University of Georgia, and then do you like work in a small little itty bitty Georgia town before you go to WAGA, or how does the whole deal work?
I started at WAGA when I was still here. It was the freakiest thing. The guy who was running Channel 5, his wife was flipping channels, and I was doing this internship on Channel 8 on Georgia Public TV covering the legislature, sort of a forerunner of what they do now on C-SPAN. And the wife saw me, and she showed me to the husband, and he said, well, you know, she looks like she's got some potential. And I got this phone call to come in and be an intern. I'm like, man, this is awesome. So I come in 3 days into this internship. They were low on reporters, and they said, hey, Norville, go cover this story. And they sent me up to Stone Mountain to cover the DeKalb County Fireman's Family Picnic. I had like the little angel on one shoulder saying, Deborah, you must tell them. You haven't had news writing. You're not qualified to do this story. And then the little one in the red suit on the other shoulder is like, oh, shut up. If it's important, they'll figure it out.
Right.
So then we get in the news van, and the cameraman started smoking dope.
Oh,
no way.
I'm not kidding.
And I'm thinking,
good
God, is this what they do in news writing? I had this vision of the dog that gets the people out of the burning buildings as also being the drug dog.
Right.
And I could just imagine, you know, this German Shepherd latching onto my thighs and wrestling me to the ground because I've tested positive for dope. Or here I'm interviewing the fire chief and he smells reefer on me or something. But then what happened is I realized these guys have been in burning buildings for 30 years.
Right.
His olfactory glands are completely useless. They smelled nothing.
Now, so from WAGA, and then you go to the networks.
No, then I went to Chicago for 5 years, and then I went to NBC, to the networks, to
now,
the Today Show and all that.
That's the apex in our journalist career is to go work for the networks, right?
Yeah, it was a brief moment on the top, and then we went slippery slope.
Yeah, compare
down.
That with smoking weed with a cameraman in a van.
But you know what? They're highs of different sorts, but equally thrilling.
When you get that phone call.
Both times you think, I'm going to die.
Are you totally digging on the Inside Edition thing?
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah, we're on GCL in the afternoons, and it's a good place for me to be. I've now been there 7 years. I've never worked anywhere that long in my life.
Wow.
You know, you guys were broadcasters, and you know, you work here for 2 years and then they fire you.
Right. If you're lucky, you're right.
If you're lucky, you make it 2 years. And so it's a great gig and it's enough of a mix of stuff. And a couple of weeks ago, we found out that we won the Headliner Award for our coverage of September 11th.
Oh, is that right?
Congratulations.
Thank you. We beat Dateline. And, you know,
really?
Dateline has such enormous resources. We did a little class photo of everybody who'd worked on the September 11th story. There were 12 of us in the picture.
Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, we're just a really small staff. Yeah.
Tell us about March of Dimes, everything you're doing this weekend.
This is the big weekend. This is the weekend when all over our country, and there's probably like 1,400 of these going on, but it's Walk America, and the walk here in Atlanta is going to take place over at Centennial Park, and if you haven't signed up, it's no sweat. You can walk over there at 7:30 in the morning. They'll have the tables set up. You can start registering. Walk starts at 9 o'clock. It's about a six-mile walk, and it's so funny. I mean, this is a part of town. When I lived in Atlanta, you wouldn't dare drive your car through, much less
Things
walk.
Things are changing now.
Things have changed big time, but it's a great opportunity to raise money for the March of Dimes, and that money goes to help fight birth defects. I've got 3 healthy kids. I don't have anybody who's got any problems, and I'm so grateful about that, and that's really why I'm involved with the march. It's a way to give back. And this is absolutely appalling. Georgia has the 7th highest infant mortality rate in the country.
Is that right?
7th highest in the nation.
What can that be attributed to?
Poor maternal health, not enough prenatal care, low birth weight babies, and that's really what the March of Dimes' main focus right now is to help premature babies not be born prematurely.
Does March of Dimes also help in the education? So
absolutely, yeah. They have a whole education thing. So you can go on the March of Dimes website. It's modimes.org, and you can see just tons and tons of material. They've also got a Spanish language component, so Hispanic mothers-to-be will get absolutely fabulous information. And the money that will be raised from the Walk America will go to that, both for education and for research.
You know what's so cool? I think sometimes celebrities just put their name on a charity, an existing charity, just so they can say that they're doing something philanthropic.
Right.
But you actually know about the charity.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm impressed.
I'm a big believer. Marion Wright Edelman, the woman who founded the Children's Defense Fund, once said, service is the rent we pay for a living.
Mm.
And I mean, I think, you know, anybody listening, yeah, sure, we've all got problems. There's all crap. You know, we've all got crappy things going on in our lives, but we're here, we're breathing, we're going to have a bed hopefully to sleep in tonight, which means you've been blessed in some way and there's some way that you can give back. And even if you just give $5, you know, $5 times everybody, man, the difference. $1 times everybody makes a huge difference.
And you can make a difference this weekend, again, at the walk.
Yeah, and you can call 800-525-WALK to get information about how to register, because there are other walks in the Atlanta area. If Centennial Park's not convenient, there are lots of others you can get involved with.
We got the info all up on our website, too.
Oh, cool.
Great. And do you know how much the registration is, by any chance?
Zippo.
Zippo?
Yeah. What you do is, like, you guys would get together. You go as the Q100 morning show, right?
Yeah.
And Bert and the gang. And you get people to sponsor you. Like, you could get your listeners to call up and say, hey, I'll sponsor you if you guys will go walk.
Okay.
So they'll say, I'll pay you $25 if you'll go walk. And they make their check out to the March of Dimes. And you just hand the money over to the March of Dimes.
Oh, outstanding.
It's
awesome.
Great. It's so easy. Yeah.
Cool. And we'll have all the information up on Q100Atlanta.com. Deborah Norville, this has been great.
Thank you. It's been lots of fun for me.
Well, let's do it again tomorrow.
Okay. But you'll have to come to Centennial Park, because that's where I'll be.
That's a deal.
Okay.
We'll do the show from down there tomorrow.
We'll see you there.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you've never heard Second Date Update, here's how the whole thing works. Girl generally goes out with guy. They have a great first date. She just can't figure out why dude's not calling for the second date.
All right, Amanda went out on a date last week with, what was dude's name again?
Abe.
Amanda hangs out with Abe. They work together, but in different offices.
Mm-hmm.
They had a great time. He took her out for some Chinese food. They go down to the Highlands. They have some drinks there. They spend 6 hours with each other.
Long time.
A little kissy kissy, a little make out.
A little blah, 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 blah. Some of that.
Maybe not as rhythmic.
It's doing hand motions.
Something like that.
And he tells her at the end of the date,
we'll have to do this again sometime.
We'll have to do this again sometime.
Yeah.
Now, you call him a couple of times during the week, no call back.
Right.
So you're wondering why there's been no second date, and we're about to call Abe and find out exactly why.
He was actually listening this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Let's get old Abe.
Abe.
Hey, Abe.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you this morning?
Oh, not too bad.
All right, Abe.
I hope you're ready to be honest, Abe.
Cannot tell a lie, you know.
Sorry, Abe.
All right, Abe. So you heard the whole thing go down. Amanda thinks you just had this great date. She's on the phone with us right now. You want to say, hey, Amanda?
Oh. Hi, Abe.
Hey, Amanda. How you doing?
Well, good. Nice to hear from you right now.
Oh, good to talk to you.
Yeah. I'm sensing that. So she thought that you guys had this great date, you know? And she just can't wait to go out on the second one with you. It's just date, not marriage. And, she's just kind of wondering why there's been no second date.
Well, I mean, you know, I was listening to the whole thing. That's why I figured I'd give a call in, you know, just to talk to you guys about it. I mean, sure, we had a great time and everything. We went out, had some Chinese food and stuff. We had a really good time.
Mm-hmm.
We spent about, I would say about 5 or 6 hours together.
Yeah,
you know,
so. That's what she said. She said it was great 6 hours.
Yeah, yeah. It was really good. It was a lot of fun.
You know what, Abe? We've heard all this. Just start your story at the word but.
All right.
But.
Cut to the chase, in other words.
Right.
All right, well, in a nutshell, it just turned out to be one of those situations where, I mean, I had a great time with Amanda, but I had another date the other night. We went out last Friday, Amanda and I, but I also went out with someone named Carolyn on Saturday night.
Was this somebody from the office also?
As a matter of fact, Carolyn does work at the office.
All right. Amanda, I think she mentioned that. She knew about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But you're saying that Amanda said it was
this
weekend.
Friday.
You went out with Amanda on Friday night, then the immediate following night went out with this other girl.
That's right.
And what's her name?
Carolyn.
Okay, because we looked at, we need to put flow charts together. So.
Right. There's no foul here yet.
No.
You're a single guy.
So
you had back-to-back dates. That's okay.
What happened with Carolyn?
Well, I actually had a great time with Carolyn, and I really enjoyed the time that I had with her. And I was thinking about asking Carolyn out for another date.
So what is the problem with going out with Amanda on a second date if...
All right, guys, here's the deal.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Now we get to the deal.
Now we're digging in.
The thing about Carolyn is that Carolyn used to work for Amanda. Okay.
Okay.
And Carolyn no longer works there at the office.
All right.
And one of the reasons why she no longer works there is because of Amanda.
Simply put,
I had a better time. I had a better time going out with Carolyn the next night than I did going out with Amanda the night before. And
if Carolyn finds out you're going out with Amanda, then Carolyn will bail.
Right. And the other thing, if you really want to know the truth about it. Amanda got kind of psycho about things, if you really want to know the truth.
What do you mean?
Situations like, hounding people at work and stuff and reading other people's emails and things like that. I don't know how she gets access to this stuff, but nonetheless, she gets the access, so she reads other people's email and stuff. And I don't know if I'm really down to go for that kind of stuff.
Now, that's the stuff that Carolyn was telling you, though, right?
That's the stuff. Let's put it that way. Let's put it like this. I was told by somebody who knows the story that these are
the things that Amanda does.
Amanda, you know anything about that?
I don't know what he's talking about as far as that goes. If he's talking about hounding someone at work because they're taking things out of other people's desks and letting them go, like I had to let Carolyn go because she thought she could take things home from other people's desks, then
I'm
maybe
sorry,
that's called psycho.
I don't know anything about that kind of stuff. All I know is just
maybe you didn't find out enough about Carolyn.
All I know is what I was told about the situation. I don't know anything about stealing things from other people's desks and stuff like that.
And this is why you don't dip your pen in the company ink.
So you
no
had to.
Doubt.
So Amanda, you had to let Carolyn go because she was stealing from other people.
Yeah, I had to let Carolyn go.
And Carolyn is telling you, Abe, that Amanda's kind of psycho because she's reading other people's emails and all of that.
Well, that's the word that I got.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And you enjoyed Carolyn better than Amanda, therefore you made the decision simply based on the quality of the date.
To put it bluntly, it was the quality of the date. It wasn't any of that psycho talk or anything like that. I just had a better time Saturday night than I did Friday night.
Yeah, well, Ted in Human Resources said you're a nutbag, too.
Well, I don't know anything about that, but I tell you what, though. I'm Ted's boss, so...
I can't...
Ted wasn't saying too much about me anymore, really.
I can't wait to be at the next big corporate meeting.
Well, no, she's gone now. She's fired.
Oh, just with between Amanda and Abe will be fun, too.
That would be... We'll bring a video camera on that
one.
Right, Amanda, is any of this making any sense to you now?
Yeah, it's all starting to come together. And Abe, if you want to make this choice, that's up to you. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, if you're comfortable with going out with a girl and trusting a girl who steals things out of other people's desks, you know, then I guess go ahead. Just wait for her to steal something from you.
Well,
and
like I said, I really
if you're comfortable
don't know too much about
with
all that stealing
sleeping
thing.
With going with a girl who sleeps with two different guys from our company in the same night.
Sorry, I don't know anything about that either.
Yeah, of course
yes,
you wouldn't.
You do know.
Well, have fun at the Christmas party this year.
Okay, and don't forget to have your meow mix this morning, okay, ma'am? Thanks.
I think we'll bail at this point.
No, it's getting good.
All right, you guys.
Let's bring in Lou from programming.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Abe, we're going to let you go, okay?
All right, great.
Hey, thanks for coming on with us, Abe.
See you.
Take care.
All right, Amanda, at least you got some closure on the deal, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Just the two of you just didn't get along real well, you and Carolyn, huh?
No, we really didn't.
No. Okay.
You know, I think the real fun would be if we called Carolyn.
You just want to let it go, Amanda?
I think he's the kind of guy I'm just going to let him go.
All right.
How often do you see him around the office? Like, when's the next time you and he will have to be in the same room?
Oh, gosh, I'm dreading that. I guess it'll be, we see each other like twice a month at least.
Oh, that is going to be so awkward.
Oh, yeah.
That is going to be so awkward. All right, well, at least you got your closure, you know?
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Okay, see you, Amanda.
All right, bye.
This is The Burt Show.
Me and my father-in-law get along great, but I think we probably have the same problem that a lot of guys have with each other. We have no idea how to show our emotions to each other.
Yeah, I have a long history of not telling my wife's family that when they say I love you to me, I don't say it back the first time.
Why? Stacey,
when she said, the first time Stacey said I love you to me, I didn't feel it yet. You know, I wasn't sure, so I didn't say I love you back, and that was pretty uncomfortable. But like two nights ago, her dad was on the phone with me, and we were just getting ready to hang up when he basically said, I love you, and I didn't quite catch it, you know? I wasn't sure if he really said I love you or not, because I said to him, do you want to say goodbye to Stacey? And he said, no, just tell her I love you and you too, and I'll talk to you later. It was kind of hidden. Mm. He kind of stealthed me on the whole love thing.
So he didn't come out and say, I love you.
No, he brought it, you know, in with both, I think.
He put it on the mattress and then made the bed over it, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, I really couldn't tell if it was a true I love you or not.
I think he was saying I love you.
I don't know. I just don't know. So what I was going to do is call. Jeff suggested I call him because I should have called, you know, last night or the night before, and I didn't. And mm-hmm. I should have flat out asked him, you know, did you say I love you or not? And that would have been fine. But guys can't do that, right?
No, guys are different. You guys are a different breed.
Jeff suggested I call him today and just like do some random, question to him, and then before I sign off, say I love you and see if he'll say it back. Or I can come clean and just go, hey, did you say I love you the other night?
Yeah, and I was telling you to do that to him.
What are you feeling right now? What would be more natural for you right now?
To just come clean and go, hey, did you say I love you?
I think you should.
I think you should follow your gut.
No.
Yes. And then say, I love you.
Love you. Okay,
so. I think you just call him and ask him a question and end it by saying love you.
And see what he says back.
No, that's going to be so bizarre if you're like, does that new Diet Coke with lemon really taste like tab? Okay, I love you. Bye.
And just end it, like, refer to something that you were talking about.
Just
and then say, hey, real quick, I'm on the air, but I got a quick question for you. And turn our mics off so he can't hear us.
Wait, but Bert, if you do it the other way, you'll know if he actually said it to you because you're asking him and then you're saying it back to him. You're reciprocating.
Yeah, that would be the honest way, but it's not the radio friendly way.
Yeah, we need the radio way.
Gosh.
Okay, I'm taking you guys offline, okay, so hopefully
you
can't hear.
Enter your account code.
315.
I don't think he can hear you guys.
Okay.
I'm going to tell him we're on the radio anyway.
Yeah, so he doesn't sue us.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Bert.
Bert, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good.
I'm doing the show right now. We're on the air, actually.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. We've got an on-air bet. Jeff here always believes he's right, and he can never say when he's wrong. And we were just talking about golf, and, you know, there's no more hardcore golf guy than you, right?
Well, I guess not.
I told him that an eagle is when you get a hole-in-one, right? And he said an eagle is two over on a hole.
No, an eagle's two under.
Two under.
So that's what I said.
Wrong.
No, I said two under.
No, you did say
again. You just didn't know how to forget it.
All right. I figured. How are you doing?
Not bad. How about you?
Doing good. There's $100 on the table, and I thought I was going to win $100.
Oh, wait. But I can lie, Bert.
Thanks. All right. You just cleared it up for us. Thanks.
Okay.
All right. Love you, man.
See you, Ben.
See ya.
You didn't say it back.
So
nicely done. You know what the best part about that is? The fact that he's going to spend the next 48 hours wondering if you really said that to him.
So he's going through the same thing I went through.
Way to spin it around. Nicely done.
This is The Bert Show.
If you already don't have her bags, you know you want to get one. Here's Kate Spade on Q100 in The Bert Show.
How are you today?
I'm very well. I'm glad to be here.
Is this your first trip to Atlanta?
It isn't. You know what? Actually, this is my second trip to Atlanta.
How do you like it here?
I love it.
You kind of have to say that or nobody's going to come out to see
right,
you.
Right, exactly. No, I haven't seen much this trip, though. I mean, we flew in late last night. I got in around midnight, so I'm kind of looking out my window at the city.
Yeah, well, look what you brought with you.
I know, and it was so pretty. When we landed, I was like, oh, it smells beautiful here. And the weather's beautiful. And then I woke up and I was like, wait a minute.
Maybe I'm not in Atlanta.
My weather.
Hey, Kate, hold on one second. Before we even start this and I introduce you to everybody,
yes?
I have to put you on with what could be the most hardcore Kate Spade fan. Good morning, Q100.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Kayla.
Kayla, you're on with Kate Spade.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Hi, Kayla. Great. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to tell you a story. My roommates and I in college, we love your bags, obviously, but one of my roommates had more than one of your bags. And one night, about 2 o'clock in the morning, the fire alarm goes off. So we think the building's on fire. We all rush out the door, and she gets out the door and goes, oh, my gosh, I have to go in and get Katie. So she refers to the bag as Katie and goes back into what we think is a burning building to get the bag. So okay. I thought you might be interested in hearing that story.
Well, I may repeat that one. Do you know the kind of effect these bags have?
I'm serious. Thank you for calling.
That's amazing. Well, next time, just tell her I'll send her new one if they get burned.
That's what I'll tell her. She actually worked in the boutique so that she could get the discount on the bag.
Oh, my God, that is too funny. Well, tell her to be safer next time.
Thank you for calling, Kayla. What is it about these bags that have separated them from others that people will go back into a burning building for?
Right. I don't know. I can't imagine. That's just amazing.
Well, you must have kind of some sense of why these are so popular right now. Like, what is the difference between a Kate Spade bag and another one?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I think it is hard for me to answer because I think the way I'm just designing things that I know I want to wear. And I think that a lot of times in the designer market, there are things that are too fussy or too complicated, or there are things that aren't interesting enough. So I wanted to do something kind of right in between, something that seemed interesting but also, functional, elegant, just kind of all the things you want to feel like.
Ladylike.
Ladylike, and then think about the real, one minute you want to wear a satin beautiful shoe, and the next minute you want to wear a flip-flop. So I think that's a real person, and I'm trying to address kind of all the different things that I want. So hopefully there's a response. You never know.
Could you feel like the momentum building of this thing? Because it always trends really interests me. Like,
right.
Somebody had to be the first to look so cool with a Kate Spade bag that they told two friends, and so on and so on and so on. Did this thing just happen way faster than you had anticipated?
It doesn't. Well, the first person was probably my mother, first of all, because she may have been the only one that was willing to do it at the beginning. But I don't know. For me, it didn't seem like it was fast. But someone was saying to me the other day, okay, Kate, in the industry, it's relatively fast. Because for about 2 years, it was really, we really just sold to a very few amount of stores. And someone said, oh, is that because you wanted to? And I said, no, I didn't really have a choice. At the beginning, it was just a little slower and really pretty much only in New York. And then as we started to, grow and people started to see us, and really I would say there was a lot of editorial credit. Elle Magazine and Vogue Magazine, would do little stories and, feature our bags, and I think that helped a lot, actually.
Now, you've expanded so much. It was stationery to fragrances to travel stuff to...
There's an ice show and a cartoon on the weekend.
Seriously, what's next?
Everyone keeps, what about clothing? And I can't imagine doing it, and here I'll be on the, radio saying, but I really don't imagine doing it, because to me that's kind of, I love all the things that surround it, because I look at them as accessories. So, shoes and eyewear and bags and beauty, they're all kind of the things that surround it. I'll leave the meat and potatoes to someone else. I like the all the things that surround it. If I go in for a pair of pants, I end up looking for jewelry. So it's hard for me to imagine doing clothing. So I don't imagine that. Maybe home. I love the idea of home because, again, it's accessories. You can do sheets and towels and, all of that seems kind of great.
Seriously, kick Martha Stewart's butt, please.
I think that'd be hard to do.
There's one of those celebrity boxing matches.
It'd
be hard to do.
Oh, yeah, you'd rock her world. Are you kidding me?
Everybody voting for you. You're so much cuter.
Yeah.
No, she wouldn't even take a match with me.
Kate Spade, going to be in town today at the Neiman Marcus at Lenox Square from 12:30 to 1:30. The urban legend about you, and either confirm this or deny this, is that after college you were attending, Arizona State or Arizona?
ASU, yep.
ASU. You flew to New York, then from New York out to Europe, and you were partying and hanging out and doing the post-college Europe thing.
Right.
And on your way back to Arizona, you ran out of cash and ended up in New York.
That's pretty much true, even though it has become, I ended up with a quarter and I couldn't get back from the airport. But it is true. I went to Europe actually all by myself. My husband, who's now in business with me, and also my friend Elise, who is also one of my partners. All three of us were supposed to go, and I ended up going by myself. And Elise luckily had an apartment in New York, and I, kind of stopped there to, get a job and see what I wanted to do, and next thing I know, I was at Mademoiselle magazine, and that led me into the fashion world.
Because the legend is that you had no money to get from New York to Arizona, so you took a temp job.
No, that is true. Going to save and get a job and see how long I'd stay in New York enough just to get an airline ticket and see what I wanted to do. No, I didn't. That is true. I did not.
Where's home to you? Like, where were you born and raised?
Originally, Kansas City, Missouri. Okay. Still have some family there, and then lived in Arizona for about maybe 2 or 3 years and graduated school there and then moved to New York.
So does everybody in your family, are they mandated to carry Kate Spade handbags?
Not mandated, but it's highly suggested.
Okay.
Actually, that's a good question. Do you carry other designers' bags, and are you stationary?
And, I respect and think that there's some great things out there that I think, I wish I'd thought of that. But no, I figure if I'm not wearing my own, then I'm doing something wrong, because that's pretty much what I'm not just designing for myself, but I'm designing for things that I would like to see out there.
Well, Kate, enjoy Atlanta, and thank you for joining with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Sure, appreciate it.
Bye, you guys.
Bye now.
Here, Bert Show.
JC from NSYNC couldn't have been a nicer guy. Really great guy. But the dude lied to us. You listen to this, and he is lying through his teeth when he tells us that he and Tara Reid are just friends. Did you ever have, like, the epiphany of, oh my God, this NSYNC thing is big? Like, was there ever one time where it hit you like, okay, now I realize how big it is?
The only time I really think about it is I go, man, I got a really cool job. I'm really lucky because I know a lot of people who would love to have my job.
Sure.
And that's when I know how lucky I am. The only other time I would say that it really hit me, well, I mean, two summers ago, we did a stadium tour. It's like only so many artists in the world can say they've done an actual, not an arena tour, but a stadium tour. Well, we were playing on average 50,000 people a night.
God.
Some shows were 90,000. Some shows, the one in Mexico City we did was 120,000 people.
Unreal. Is there any time where you're on stage and you're in front of 120,000 people and it's intimidating to you, or is it, I mean, so routine now?
No, it's not about routine. You know what it is? When you see that many people, those are the days you're pinching yourself. You're going, dude, this is nuts. Okay, now ready? Don't screw up in front of this many people. That's all that, you know, it's pretty much what's running. You're excited, and yet half the time, the way my brain works is I always have to make the show better, you know what I mean? So it's don't screw up in front of this many people. You have to do better. So.
Are there times where you will mess up on stage and everybody on stage can see, but nobody watching knows?
Oh, man. There's those moments, and then there's moments where everybody knows.
Really?
Like, I did actually just sat in with my buddy Tony. He's a guitar player and an aspiring artist as well, and he's a songwriter. And him and I actually wrote like two songs together. He was playing a gig at the House of Blues, so I just sat in with him. And I, sure enough, the song that we wrote, and I hadn't sang since we wrote the thing like maybe 2 months beforehand, he's like, just come up here and say, so I did it, and I forgot the whole end of the song. I just told him, you know, 2,000, 3,000 people, and I just went, you guys, I just totally forgot all the words to the rest of the song.
You didn't have to tell me.
So I'm just going to, and I just said, I'm just going to hum a little bit and finish out with a nice, pretty sound. I mean, the whole audience started clapping and laughing, and everybody had fun with it, you know.
They like
everybody
to see those makes real moments.
Yeah, people make mistakes. It's not like I did anything, you know, well, it didn't show my intelligence, but, you know.
Hanging out with JC from NSYNC.
So now that you're so famous and everybody knows your face and everybody knows your name, I mean, when you're out there and you're meeting girls and stuff, you have to think, well, they know who I am. They know that I'm famous. They know all the success I've had. Does it make it so much harder to meet people and feel their real, genuine feelings?
You know what? It's not something. I'm a positive person, and it's not something that I dwell on. It's basically, you know what? If I meet somebody, we get along, we'll hang out, and then we'll take it from there. If we don't get along, guess what? We won't hang out. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty simple, man. I'm easygoing.
But the thing about it is if you go out with someone like Tara Reid, let's just say.
Oh, here we go.
The pictures are all here over we the go. Place.
There's one right there, in fact.
No, that's my buddy, man. We're cool.
Okay, now when stars say that we're just friends and she's my buddy, that really means that we're going out, right?
No, sometimes yes and sometimes no.
And in this case,
no, we're just friends. And that's, I'll say it comfortably, no problem.
Because we all know guys and girls can't be friends.
Yeah,
that means
we
you're
can,
just
no.
waiting.
The thing is, but they're snapping. Snapping pictures, and when there's like 15 of us around, and of course the photographers are going to zoom in on when the two of us are standing and having a chat or hanging out and like having a laugh. They don't shoot the other 10 people standing around us. I actually met Tara through Dallas. You know what I mean? It's like we all just kind of hang out in groups and stuff like that. So everybody just
never one kiss between you and Tara Reid.
On the cheek, like a cheek kind of thing. You say hello, but nothing like serious or anything.
Okay.
How does it work when you want to date another star? Does your agent fax her agent a letter like, will you go out with JC? Check one. Yes, no, maybe. Right
that's,
back
dude,
soon.
Dude, that's actually first grade nowadays. Do you like me? Check yes.
He raises a great point. If you're watching a movie or something and there's like a big old star on TV that you'd really like to meet, how would being in that celebrity status, go ahead and approach that?
Some people do that, but I don't. No. Like I said, I'd rather just meet somebody on my own, chilling, whatever. If I'm out, and, you know, I end up in a lot of events that other artists are at or whatever, and if I meet them there, so be it. But, you know, I'm go with the flow. You know, if I meet somebody cool, like I said, I'll have a chat with them. If they're famous, they're famous. If they're not famous, they're not famous. I just like, you know, positive people with great energy, and you don't have to be famous to have all that. So.
Do you have friends that are girls in every town that you guys tour in, and we'll call them up when you're in the town and say, hey, let's go out?
I've dated girls in different cities, but like as far as like having a regular, no. I mean, unless they're my girlfriend for a while, but not booty calls. We don't stay in the cities long enough. We actually, we tour so hard. We do six shows a week, so it's not like we stay in one city long enough. Like most bands, they'll do like 3-4 shows a week. We actually do 6.
Man, that's a lot. So.
Is it hard to date somebody that's not, that doesn't go through the same things that you do, being a celebrity and a singer? I mean, because you guys have completely different worlds.
It just depends on the person. I mean, there's, you know, my last girlfriend was a doctor, you know what I mean? So it's like, she's totally normal.
She must have been old.
No, she wasn't old. She wasn't old at all. She was, I did old women, you know. Hey. No, there's nothing wrong
like
with
a real,
that.
A real doctor, like one of those role-playing doctors.
No, no. Just, hey, put on the nurse outfit, honey. She's a real doctor, but like I said, it just depends on the person. Some people can handle it and some people can't. And you know what? Maybe you might not know in the beginning whether they can handle it or not. And that's where the test is. Time will tell, you know?
Because a lot of times we'll have people come in here, you know, celebrities, and we'll ask them, like, gossip or stuff on other celebrities. And we'll say, like, all right, you got to be honest now. In one word, sum up, like, Mariah Carey. You know, and if it's in tabloids, it's true. So even though every tabloid has said that, you know, so-and-so hates Mariah Carey, when they're on the spot and asked directly, they won't say anything negative. Who famous do you have no problem talking crap about because they're such an ass?
You know what? No, I'll be totally honest with you. I haven't really met any. Like, if
Timberlake.
That's my boy, dude.
Seriously.
That's my homie. No, as far as like, I haven't really met anybody rude, but I guess if they're rude, they don't want to talk to me anyway. You know what I mean?
What about that Joey Fatone character?
That Joey Fatone character. He's one hell of a
man. Dude, what's up with him? Want to go in outer space?
Lanson, he's going in April now. I just got pushed back. He missed like a few days of the crucial training, so he had to redo his mission training.
When he came to you guys and he said, look, guys, I'm going into outer space and I'm pursuing this thing, were you like, dude, you are high? Or were you thinking, all right, were you supportive about it?
No, I was definitely supportive about it. People don't realize he's been studying about this stuff since he was 4. He's been at least a dozen space camps when he was a kid. He's got every mission that's been into outer space and spacewalks. He's got autographed pictures of all these guys.
Is that right?
But like, the guy is a space junkie. People just don't know this stuff.
In the NSYNC group, though, and you guys are in the dressing room, he's the one that gets shoved in the locker, right?
No.
No, seriously.
No.
It's Lance, right?
No, Lance is business. Lance has got his own office. He's like, making calls and stuff like that. Lance doesn't get pushed around at all, you know.
Hanging out with JC from NSYNC.
Now, considering you brought up Justin and Brittany, if you watch the interviews, there's Justin always alludes to Brittany doing something that ended the relationship. Is that accurate?
You know what? That's between them. And my whole situation on that was, I don't want to know. That's kind of how I left it. I think in my case, ignorance is bliss. He didn't get into details with us about it because he doesn't even like to talk about it. So, I mean, obviously something happened, but
I heard the hell yeah underneath all that.
But like I said, it's between them two, and I let them deal with it, you know.
Who is the most frugal with their money
in
the event? You are
the most frugal.
You are?
Absolutely.
Everybody else, when they made their money, went out and made stupid purchases, and you're the one that...
Not stupid purchases, but, I mean, you know, some of us are looser than others with their money. That's all.
Who's the loosest?
I think Joey and Justin are running neck and neck.
What about Lance is spending $20 million to go to space?
No, but he's not spending his money to go
to
space.
That's smart.
Lance is business, dog.
What have, Joey and Justin bought that you said, dudes, I mean, what are you spending money on that about?
Well, no, I mean... Joey is special. Joey,
on. What does he buy? Come on.
No, I mean, he literally, it's still under construction. He has the largest residential swimming pool in the state of Florida.
Is that right?
Yeah. You can put Shamu in his swimming pool in his backyard.
Seriously?
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice purchase. JC from NSYNC. Justin now doing his solo stuff. You got Joey out on Broadway, and he's doing movie stuff also. And then you got Lance in space.
Yeah.
And and you're doing...
Outer space!
Lance blast off.
You're doing solo stuff now also.
Mm-hmm.
Are we slowly now seeing the breakup of NSYNC?
No, this is kind of like the intermission before the next record. I mean, we've been beating this horse for like 7 years. Mm-hmm. It's like we rode it really hard, and like, you know, like I said before, we were doing 6 shows a week and things like that, but we just kind of needed to reinvent ourselves, you know, and kind of cleanse ourselves. So we all needed to do something refreshing. So at first we were like, oh, let's just take some time off. We're workaholics. It doesn't happen, you know what I mean? Just when we were like all chilling on our own for a quick minute before we got back into it, you know, next thing you know, everybody finds themselves doing something because, hey, this came up, I figured I'd take it. Why not? You know, da 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 da. So everybody's doing their thing, and then we'll be back together, you know, next year and do a record and move on with our lives, you know.
I was watching MTV last week, and they were talking to Justin, and he was talking about how it's really kind of scary to be up on stage by yourself and mm-hmm. not have you guys around and have the comfort of friends.
We're so used to it, you know what I mean? There's nothing like, I mean, I'll be honest with you, you know, and I've done, you know, whatever, I've shot a video now and whatever by myself, but there's nothing like looking back and seeing the guy that you've been with, you know, friends with since you were 12 years old laughing his ass off behind you going, I saw you screw up. You know, it's so funny, but it's a great feeling. You know, you feel safe. I mean, you know, that's your family. You miss them. You definitely miss them.
Yeah, you can feel it when they're not there.
You can definitely feel it. I mean, you're still going to perform your best, and you're going to, it's just a different energy. You know what I mean? When you're on stage with other people, there's chemistry that pops, that flies around. You know, it's bouncing between everybody. When you're up there by yourself, it's kind of like you have to focus all the energy on you. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to give away my energy to my friends and bounce back and forth and have a laugh.
All right. Dude, thanks a lot for coming in.
No, appreciate it.
We know you got a hectic schedule, and thanks for stopping by. You an honor.
My pleasure.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.